Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf chaf. We're going to start from five lines from the bottom of the Yomud, beginning of the line, first wide line on the bottom. Yosef Ramanashe Bar Zvid Kami Derab Huna V'Yosef Ikoma My Taima Derab Shimon. As you will recall, Reb Shimon argues fundamentally on the halacha of Eishes Ach Shlei Hoyo Bi Oilomai. How do we know that there is a din of Eishes Ach Shlei Hoyo B'Oilam? Because it says in the Pasuk, Yeshvu Achim Yachdov. It's got to be that the two brothers lived together contemporaneously. And then unfortunately one passed away. So the surviving brother has the mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza. What happened in our situation? We had a situation where the brother who passed away, leaving over either one or more brothers at that time, and one of those brothers was Miyabem, the almana of the first brother, and subsequently, born on the scene, comes a brand new brother. So that brand new brother never knew the first brother. In that case, Reb Shimon holds. Let's see the Gemara. My time of the Reb Shimon, kid Amar Taima. He says the reason. Hoy uba umetzor behetter lay omda olav shor achas bi isur. Okay, so let's try to paint the picture of what's going on. We have two brothers initially, Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven was married. Reuven unfortunately passed away. Mrs. Reuven now falls to Shimon. Shimon goes and is miyabim her, is Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam, and then Levi is born. And then subsequently, unfortunately, Shimon passes away as well. Can Levi now be miyabim the Eishes Shimon, who originally was the Eishes Reuven? So the Rabbanan, who disagree with Reb Shimon, say, no, once an Eishes Achshli Hoya Ba'olam, always an Eishes Achshli Hoya Ba'olam. And therefore, even though Levi never met Reuven, Levi had nothing to do with Reuven, makes no difference. That's in fact the taich. That's the definition of an Eishes Achshli Hoya Ba'olam. The fact that Reuven and Levi never met tells you that Levi has no right to go and be miyabim now the Eishes Shimon, because she was originally the Eishes Reuven. However, Reb Shimon disagrees, and Reb Shimon says, "Hoyl uba umatzah beheter," since he went and found her beheter, meaning that when Levi was born, she was no longer the Eishes Reuven; she had already changed all of her initials and all of her papers, etc.
She changed her stripes.
Exactly, to indicate that she is now Mrs. Shimon and no longer Mrs. Reuven. The Umda Olaf Shor Achas B'Isser, there wasn't even one moment that there was an Isser vis-a-vis Eishes Reuven, vis-a-vis Levi. Yeah, there was a Shor Achas B'Isser in terms of Eishes Shimon, vis-a-vis Levi, because as long as she was married to Shimon, Avada, she was an Eishes Ach, and Osir to Levi. But there's no Isser of Reuven, vis-a-vis Levi, because by the time Levi was born, Reuven halach le'alomai, as well as the Zika was no longer there. And that's the case where everybody agrees that that's what Reb Shimon holds. We had a discussion yesterday and previously in Amasechta Legabi Reb Oishia. Reb Oishia said that Reb Shimon holds his halacha, even in a case where Levi was born prior to Shimon being the Yabim, the Eishes Reuven. Now, what would be the swara over there? Because after all, then he did have Zashtikushaych as a Zika. Oh, they're a good brother, Shai, because this goes like the man the Yama that holds Zika Kekenusa. So therefore, as soon as Reuven passed away, and there is a Shimon Ba'ilam, so then it's as if Shimon married her immediately that first second, because the Zika, the strong connection of Zika, is such that we deem it as if Shimon was already Miyabim on the first second. And then what happened by the time Levi was born? So it was already, he and she were already married. Not really, but they were virtually married because of the concept of Yesh Zika. And then we discussed yesterday, of course, what happens if there were multiple Yevamin, as well as presumably multiple Yevamois. Who knows that Shimon would have gone and married this one if there was, besides Reuben and Shimon, and besides Levi that wasn't born yet, you also had Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvul, maybe they would have been the ones. Anyway, that was a discussion yesterday, whether if Shimon would hold Loiter Boishia, whether this din of Zika Kiknusa, only if there's one brother, or even if there are multiple brothers.
If Shimon subsequently was nifter, Levi then can marry.
That's exactly the case.
That's exactly the case, and that's exactly the machlokes. You're putting your finger on it perfectly, Daniel. According to the Rabbanan, because at one time she was the Eishes Reuven, even though that was 5 or 10 or 20 years ago, the Rabbanan said, once an Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyer Ba'olam, always an Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyer Ba'olam, and Levi would not be able to be Miyabim. However, according to Reb Shimon, one would be able to be Miyabim. And the reason why I said the Gemara is, Hoyer Uba Umatze Behetter, when Levi came onto this world, when Hashem created him, he never had any shaykhs at all to Reuven and the Eishes Reuven, and therefore he is allowed to, when Shimon passes away, he would be allowed to be Miyavim, that Eishes Shimon, who was previously the Eishes Reuven.
One small question. We're starting to get to the concept of Zika or not.
We're not starting to get to it. We've gone
through it. No, Zika. So Zika in, and we've had the case of maybe Yesh Zika with one brother, only Zika with two brothers. If you say Yesh Zika, do you say Yesh Zika to all the brothers, or is Yesh Zika only if there's only one brother, or it's not clear yet? I'm a little foggy on this.
When there's only one brother and there's only one Yevama, clearly according to Mandi Yamar, Yesh Zika is Kenusadamia. Whether that becomes diluted because there are multiple brothers or because there are multiple Yavamas, that's an ongoing question, okay, which is okay. Beneath the surface, okay. Which the Gemara touched on a little bit yesterday,
right.
And a couple of times earlier as well. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, my time is Rabbanan. What's the Svara of the Rabbanan? L'choira, Reb Shimon is right. As soon as Shimon is Miyabim, the former Eishes Reuven, then all Zika has now been, to use Barry's expression, resolved. How? Either through Yibam or through Chalitza, we're done. L'chayre Reuven Nebuch is already buried, they already made all the Hespedim, Eishes Reuven is forgotten. Now she's the Eishes Shimon. So, Bazoi, why do we still have to concern ourselves about the Eishes Ashla Ha'l-Ba'ila? Elamite time of the Rabban. Omer Krokot says in the Pasuk, Kocha Loili Isha V'Yibma. It says in the Pasuk about If Chas Hashon, Kiesh V'Ach Miyachto, Meisach and Mehen, then we see Aisha makes Kachutz Leizor, Yivam Yovi Alea, Ulekocha Loili Isha V'Yibma. And the Gemara considers the word V'Yibma to be a totally superfluous term, because it just simply should say Ulekocha Loili Isha. That is the Lekicha of Yibam. Why does it repeat V'Yibma? It says the Gemara, according to Rabban, Adayin Yivumim Harishonim Aleha. Even though he went and married her, there is still some Zika still left, which is hovering over this pair, the Mr. and Mrs. Shimon. So even though he was taka lekochel the isha, the yibma, there's still a yibam left, still some sort of zika left. What type of zika left? Like we just said, that if Chas Hashem Shimon were to pass away, and now Levi is faced with a decision: can he or should he go and be miyabim? See the Rabban, he's not allowed to, because the yibum harishoinim, meaning the Reuven relationship, is still there. It has not been, although it's been resolved, it has not faded away. It's not gone away. It's still there.
So it's like a residual Zika?
Residual Zika, exactly right. I mean, it doesn't have any practical nafkimina as long as Shimon is alive. At that point, anyway, Levi couldn't marry the Eishes Reuven, Eishes Shimon, because Shimon is married to her. Levi can't have two husbands. However, if and when Chas V'Shalom Shimon passes away, now we have the question, what's the relationship with Levi? Could trip Shimon? Easy, be miyabim, no problem. According to Rabbanan, no, there's still yibum and rishonim, still residual zika, as you say. If that's the case, let's look at the famous Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah later on, we've had this already before, once he's koineser, once a yavim is miyabim, they now become full-fledged husband and wife. Legabi what? The Omer of Yosef of Chania, Melamichim, Garisha, Beget, Umachzira. The Garisha Beget means that if and when they want to terminate the relationship, you no longer talk about Chalitza. Now you're talking about Get. If Chas V'Shalom, after the Yavam, that is, Shimon marries the Eishes Reuven, if they don't see eye to eye with regard to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, and it gets so bitter that they decide to chas v'shalom get divorced. He gives her a get, and that's it. There is no din of chalitza. Why is there no din of chalitza? According to what we just said now, that there's yibum harishonim aleha, so I should say that after the get, maybe he has to do a chalitza as well. No. Ishta l'chol davar, it's like a regular husband and wife relationship. What means machzira? Machzira means that normally if, chas v'shalom, a husband and wife get divorced, the husband has a right to go and marry her once again, as long as she has not married somebody else in between. So, even if there was a period of 6 months, or a year, or 5 years, and she has not remarried, the husband can remarry her subsequently. That's the halacha generally among husbands and wives. So now you're wondering, so what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush over here, so kedai techamina, that once he gives her a get, if you hold yivumim harishoinim aleha,
v'shum shelo bona shuv lo yivna.
Oh, well, let's look at the top Rashi. Mishmegar should get ve'ina tricha chalitza, that's number one. V'imrotza lehachzir machzira, v'lo yamrinan mitzvah ramye rachmana aleha. The avda, umehasha teiko alei bi iser eishes ach. So it's not a shuv lo yivna situation, because after all, he was bana already at one time. The problem over here is every time you chozer v'neir, every single time you have an eishes ach relationship. In other words, they're two brothers, and one of them is married to any woman, whoever, any Jewess, and then throughout the time that he is married, obviously the other brother may not go and live with her, may not marry her, because she's an eishes ach. Okay, so sokadai techamina. So what happens in a normal situation where you have normal, abnormal, you have over here a Shimon who was miyavim the Eishes Reuven. So Reuven never passed away. Now Eishes Reuven now becomes Eishes Shimon. He is mekayim the mitzvah of Zika, of Yibam, did a great job. And then chas v'shalom, if afterwards there's a get, and now he wants to remarry her, I might have thought that he cannot remarry her because he gets one chance to do Yibam. He took care of that. But now that he divorced her, maybe the Yivumim Harishoinim Aleha, he would not be able to go and take her back because you have the Isser Eishasach that was there from the time of Reuven. That's why the Mishnah says, no, once they get married, they get, and then after that they decide to, chas v'shalom, go and get divorced. Ishta l'chol davar, gives her a get, he can go and take her back. The old Yibam that's faded away no longer exists. So if that's the case for Eitei Gemara, so have a steer. The Gami, the din of Eishes Ach, you tell me that afterwards, after Shimon passes away, and Levi is born, Levi's not allowed to go and marry that original Eishes Reuven. Why not? Don't we say Ishta l'chol davar, and therefore the original Yivumim went away, that Zika went away? It says Yivumim, no. Since it said in the past, V'yivmah, Adayin Yivumim Rishonim Aleha. But I see from the case of the get, and the case of Machzik Rishasai, that no, that once that Zika is resolved, it goes away, and there's nothing more to talk about. Otherwise, why shouldn't she have a chalitza now? And why should he be able to go and marry her? We should be able to go and say, you can't remarry, there's an Eishasach. So we see that the Zika goes away totally. Hasan Nami says, Yimara Lema v'yibma adai yivum arishayim aleha v'tiboy chalitza, as well as we should ask her, him to go and remarry her. Everywhere Shani Yosni Yimakra ulekocha lo l'isha. So Yimara takes the exact same words, but stops right before the word v'yibma. Ulekocha lo l'isha, what does that mean? Kibish ulekocha, nas kibish ulekol dover. Why don't you say the same thing over here by the case of Levi when Levi is born? Why don't you go and say that because Shimon was Miyab and the Eishes Reuven, the Isha, and finish, and then the Zika goes away? The Yivma tells me that the Yivum Rishonim Adayin Aleha. So I have now two separate cases. In one case, I said the Yibma, there still is that thin umbilical cord called Zika that remains even post Yibam. That's in our case. While in the other case, from that Mishnah, the Gabe, Hariikish, the Choldover, I say no, that cord has been severed forever and ever. Isn't there a stira? Everyone is Tabra, Shodi Hatera, Ahetera, Shodi Isura, Isura. It's Mistabra that if we're learning the Pasik, part of the pasuk v'yibma is telling me that there's still this vague, thin, tenuous zika still there, while according to the other part of the pasuk, no, l'kachler the isha ishtu l'chaldavar, everything is ended. Says Yigmara, since I have the two separately mudim, it's mistavit to throw the heter onto the heter and the iser onto the iser. What does that mean? That means in the case of when a person was miyabim his ishisach, when he did where Rabbi said, for those that have just joined, we're on daf chav, and we're holding roughly 8-9 lines from the top of the amud. So what the Gemara is telling us is, where you have a normal case of Yibim, Nebuch Reuven passes away. Shimon is Miyabim, his Eishes, the previous Eishesach. He's now Miyabim like the Torah requires, so he did it, everything he did beheter. Did a great job. After that, with Nebuch Chas Shalom, if they get to be at loggerheads, and he gives her a get, says the Torah, from this point on, all you need is a get. There is no requirement of chalitza. We're adding a heter to the heter. In other words, everything is totally normal, like a regular husband and wife. The old zika has faded away, gone away. Masha Inke, in the case we're talking about by uns, here we're starting off with an iser. What is the iser of the Eishes Ach Shleihoya Bo'aylam? Tells us that even after Shimon passes away, according to Rabbanon, that tenuous connection called Zika that there was originally between Reuven and Shimon, that's still there. The Yibma Adayin Yivumim Harishonim Aleh, to create and to be the Chaz of a Neyar, to recreate the old Issa that was there previously. What was the Issa that was there previously? The Eishes Ach Shleihoya Bo'aylam, which I thought went away when Shimon married her. That's what the Yimma comes to tell you, that the Issa is Chaz V'Neir, it returns to the scene, and that's why Shadi Isura Aisura, when we started off with Issa of Eishes Ach Shleihoya Bo'aylam, we use this drash of Yimma to continue and extend that Issa. Yes, Beth.
That side of Isser that we have Eishes Ach by Levi also is a side heter, namely that an Eishes Ach is an erva, and therefore her tzara is mutter and doesn't require chalitza. So it's an Isser, but it carries a side heter to it as well, right?
I'm not sure what you mean.
When Levi is born after Reuven dies, and now Shimon, according to the Rabbanan, and Shimon has another wife. He has a second wife.
Good.
According to Rabbanan, what's the status of the second wife? According to Rabbanan?
Vis-a-vis Levi or vis-a-vis Shimon?
And now Shimon dies.
Right.
So now,
leaving two wives for Levi.
Leaving two wives for Levi.
Right.
So this is Eishach Shalohayah Ba'olam. She's an erva.
What does the Rabbanan hold?
I'm asking you. So I'm a little confused here.
What does the Rabbanan hold vis-a-vis the former Eishes Reuven?
She's an Eishach, and she's an Erva, and therefore she's...
So can Levi go marry her?
Never.
Okay, so can Levi marry the Tzara of
that? Never,
also,
never.
So you answered your own question?
No, but I'm saying this, but isn't that a Sad Heter? We're saying Shadi Isura Ar Isura.
We're adding another Isra. We're adding another Isra. Because of the Yimma, we're adding additional Isurim. What are the additional Isurim? Number one, the wife of Reuven, who became the wife of Shimon, we thought, oh, the Zika went away. No. The Yimma comes to tell you, new Isurim. That what? Chosvenei, that it returns. Number two, that because we have this Isser, then the Tzara also becomes a Surah. So when it keeps on going forever, a domino effect. We add Isser to Isser. Mashenki in the regular case, when you have a normal Yibam, so there's a Heter to Heter, the Baruch Hashem. Zokim or Vait, Urif Shimon the Omar. The Gemara asks a very, very interesting question, which the Chayyim is a difficult question in the sense that the answer to the question seems to be obvious, but we still have to go through the question anyway. Says the Gemara, since Reb Shimon holds, since what's the svara of Reb Shimon, that when Levi was born, Mrs. Reuven already finished, Mrs. Reuven now has a new identity, a new title, Mrs. Shimon, and so therefore, if and when Shimon were to pass away, then Levi is allowed to go and marry that Mrs. Shimon, because she's no longer the Mrs. Reuven that she was years ago, forget about that. He was born Matzah Beheter. What happens if you have a situation? He might. That's the famous story with Rav that had the two paternal uncles, or maternal, that his uncle married his aunt. How could they do that? Because he was half brother of each one. Anyway, so what happens over here? You have a choisim imoy that married ochiv me oviv, the achkach noilet ach. Okay, so you had Reuven marrying it's not really his sister at all, it's the half sister of his half brother, and that half brother hasn't even been born yet. So how could you have a case like that? Let's talk about Mr. Smith. Baruch Hashem has a daughter. And unfortunately, Mrs. Smith passed away, or they didn't see eye to eye, and therefore got divorced. So now you have Mr. Smith with his wife. And then you have Mr. Jones, who happens to have a son. Not Mr. Jones. Mrs. Jones has a son. And that Mrs. Jones didn't see eye to eye with her husband, or Chas v'Shalom, he passed away. So now you have an alman, and you have an almana, or you have a gorush and a grusha. Makes a difference. And he has a son, and she has a daughter. Now, when they get married, is any reason why that son of Smith cannot marry the daughter of Jones?
No,
they can marry. There's no problem whatsoever. Great. After Smith marries Jones, Baruch Hashem, 9 months later, they have a child. That child happens to be, whether it's a boy or a girl, let's make him a boy. It's a boy. He happens to be from, on the one side, he happens to have a half-brother. That's the Smith's son. And the other side, he has a half-sister, and that's the daughter of Jones, right? Obviously, the new son that was born is a half-brother to him, and a half-brother to her, and therefore, he would not be able to go and marry the half-sister, because it's his sister. But because he has come on the scene, does that change anything vis-a-vis Jones's daughter and Smith's son? No, they can continue getting married. Even though the new boy was only born thereafter, he was born before, doesn't make a difference. No reason why they can't get married, because they have no relationship whatsoever. So what the Gemara tells us is, what happens if after Smith married Jones, both their children were of age already, and the boy was already 21, she was 18, and they said, this is a marriage made in heaven, let's go, and Baruch Hashem, they got married. And only subsequent to that did the original Smith and Jones have a child, and we're going to call him Levi for convenience. Okay, so they got married, everything is great. When Levi came on the scene, he doesn't really look at his half-sister as being the half-sister. He wouldn't be able to go marry, because she also happens to be the Eishes Ach, because she married his half-brother. And the Gemara asks now, Elameyata, the Achois Me'imai, Shinas Ochem Me'oviv, the Achekach Noilet Ach, Levi is born now, and Umes, Mes meaning the half-brother that was married to his half-sister, passed away. Tisyavim, let him be able to go and be Miyavim, the half-sister. Let's go and say that when he came on this world, he found her beheter. Now, what do we mean beheter? Beheter means that there was no Isur vis-a-vis Hilchis Yibum, because Baruch Hashem, his half-brother was alive, and his half-sister Baruch Hashem was alive, and at that time everything was great and wonderful. So he found the heter in the sense that there was no din of Isur Yibum, because Baruch Hashem, he was alive. So now, just like we said, in the case of the Eishes, actually, that when Shimon married the Eishes Reuven, and now Levi is born, Levi found the former Eishes Reuven already beheter, meaning that old Zika had gone away as a result of Shimon marrying the Miyavim, the Eishes Reuven. Why don't you say the same thing over here? That the Isser that attached to the Achoisa Me'imoy went away as a result of his half-brother marrying his half-sister, and so therefore, now, if Chas V'Shalom, his half-brother passes away, maybe he should be able to go and marry that half-sister. Let Levi now be Miyabim, his half sister. That's the Gemara's kasha. I don't understand your kasha. Isra Chaisla Hekanoza. Just because the half sister married the half brother, that
she's
no longer
still biologically a half sister.
Exactly. So said Imar, if that's the case, Hakanami Isra Akhushla Ba'ilam, Lehekanoza, where did that go away? That was there all along. Why, just because the Shimon married the Ashes Ruven, does that go away? Say now that when Shimon passed away, then that is Chos V'Neir, it's still there. Zok Timara, Ha Yisur Adlesli Hetera, Ha Yisur Adlesli Hetera. There's a fundamental difference between the two in this case. What is the difference? In the case of the Ashes Ach, where Gzimtayt, where we're talking about there was an Ashes Ach, it's like any type of Ashes Ach that is a result of Yibum, the Torah made a special Heter. The Torah says, normally you're not allowed to marry an Ashes Ach. However, if you have an Eshesach, She'en Libonim, and the husband passed away, Torah gave you a Heter. And that Heter is so strong that it tells you that all previous Zikas, all of that, goes away. However, here we're talking about a biological Eva, yes. As you said. What's your biological Eva? That happens to be a sister-in-law.
He's related to her through the same mother.
Exactly. That's going to remain with him forever and ever, no matter how many times she gets married.
You can't erase that by her marrying somebody else. That relationship is
permanent.
Congenital.
Exactly. So if you want to look at quickly at Rashi, if you look at Rashi, it's five lines where it says Masnisin, five lines before the Mishnah. About 10 lines to the top of the Yomid, 12 lines. Isra Chayse Lesli Hatter. Abel Isra Eishes Ach Isli Hatter. Kishe Ein Leibonim. Hilkach Kishe Meis Rishon Leibonim. Haka Isura Legabi Sheni. It went away totally. When the Sheni went and married her, so now the Yibum, that Isra went away. The Nosa, that's why he married her. Vashlishi Mikoyach Sheni Ba. The Shlishi is just a derivative from the Sheni, that afterwards when the Sheni passes away, says Reb Shimon, the Shlishi just takes over for the Sheni. And since the Sheni no longer had the Isra Eshesach because he was able to go and be Miyabimer, so therefore for the Shlishi also isn't. Vashenki, in our case, the Isra Choisi never goes away. It was intact at all times, so therefore it remains even after the brother, Chas V'Shalom, the half brother, passes away. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah, Klal Omru B'Yavama. They said the following general rule: Koshi Isser Erva Loi Choylates V'Loi Misyabemes. That's really the first halacha that we had in our first Mishnah. And Rashi says, we're not only talking about the Erva herself, but we're also talking about the Tzorasa Erva. That both the Erva and the Tzorasa Erva, there's no din of Yibam, no din of Chalitza, they both go out, if you will, free, without any requirements whatsoever. Now we have a second category. We have Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha. What exactly are Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha? We're going to have a machloikis in the Gemara, but the way the Gemara assumes, based on the end of our Mishnah, that these are two separate categories. What is the Isser Mitzvah? Isser Mitzvah is what the Gemara called Shniyos. This is not for today, but Shniyos means adding on additional generations. The Torah says a person's not allowed to go and marry his own mother, or even Ashes Ovin that wasn't his own mother. His father had multiple marriages, either simultaneously or sequentially, before the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom, we could have had multiple wives. So a person is not allowed to marry his own mother, he's not allowed to go marry his father's wife. However, what happens if a person wants to marry his grandmother or his great-grandmother? Those are what we call Shniyos. Shniyos means an additional generation midraban. These are only derabanan, it's not d'oraisa. It's not a nice thing to do. A person has to be a little bit insane to want to go marry his grandmother, but that's just a separate story. Fact of the matter is, there's no Isser in the Torah, it's called Isser Mitzvah. Why does it get the name Isser Mitzvah? The Gemara is going to say, because it's Mitzvah Lishmoya Divrei Chacham. So that's the first category. Then you have the category of Isser Kedusha. What means Isser Kedusha? Isser Kedusha is talking about a situation of an Chayove Lavin. What's a Chayovi Lavin? Moshe, his brother who passed away, was previously married to a Mamzeres. Should his brother have married her? No. But maybe that was the cause of his death, the fact that he was married to a Mamzeres. Anyway, but now she falls Liyibam to the next brother. Is he allowed to go and marry her? No. Because of the fact Liyibam Mamzer Bekalashem. So that's called Isser Kedusha, having to do with the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. As we'll see, Mitch, the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. We'll see that Mitch in the Gemara shortly. Anyway, so what's the din with Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha? Choylates, v'loy misyabemes. Here, it's not like we said before, loy chalitz v'loy misi bemis. Here, there is a din of chalitza, there's no din of yibam. Why is there a din of chalitza and not of yibam? Well, on the iser mitzvah, that's a very easy call, because min ha-toira, a person is allowed to go and marry his grandmother. So if the grandmother falls to him for yibam, so min ha-toira is allowed to be miyabam. It's only midrabanan, you're not allowed to be miyabam. Okay? So, midrabanan lay misyabemis, but it's still that zika diaraisa. So therefore, chalitzis, he has to deal with that. The way to resolve it is through chalitza. As far as it's kedusha, that's going to be a lengthy description, lengthy discussion in the Gemara, so let's wait until we get to the Gemara. Now, we have the third case, achoisish yevemta chalitzis oy misyabemis. Now, what was that? If you may recall, back on Daf Tes, we had a very, very interesting and fascinating Gemara with four brothers all together, and two brothers passed away, leaving over two sisters, and then we had the two remaining brothers, and each one of them, it was a chamoise for this one, a chamoise for that one, it was a bita for this one, a bita for that one, a bas bita for this one, bas bita for that one, and we had a very lengthy Rashi, probably the longest Rashi in Shas, that was it illustrated each one of the 15 cases of our Mishnah. But we don't have to go into that very, very lengthy discourse that we went through last time. This case is much, much simpler. Why don't we just take a quick look at the Rashi, third line of the Mishnah, Achoisa shel erva kishihi venta, kigoy, shenoflu shtei achoyois mishnei achin, hu achas asur mishem erva, kigoy shikolose oichamoise. Well, what's Rashi saying? You have altogether three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon, who are brothers, married two sisters, Ruchel and Leah. Okay? Everything was fine, everything was great. Unfortunately, both Reuven and Shimon were in a car, and they were speeding, and there was a major head-on crash. Rachman al-Islam, both Reuven and Shimon passed away. Very tragic. Leaving over Ruchel and Leah for Levi. Is a Levi allowed to go and the miyabim these two sisters? Obviously, he can't go and marry both of the sisters. Can he marry one of the two sisters? So min ha-toira l'chayr, there's no problem in marrying either one of them. Can marry both, but there's a chi of yibim because he's shnei batim. They're not from the same bias. This is from Reuven's household, and this is from Shimon's household. So therefore, he has a zika to Mrs. Reuven, he has a zika to Mrs. Shimon. And min ha-toira, there shouldn't be a problem, but midrabanan, if you hold yei zika, each one of them is a choy ziku kasai, and therefore he's prohibited to go and marry either one. Aha. What happens, however, if one of the two happens to be an erva of his? Meaning that Mrs. Reuven happens to be Levi's daughter. So therefore, Levi couldn't possibly go and marry and be miyabim his own daughter. So by definition, she's out of the picture, and the only one that falls to yibam is the Mrs. Shimon. Oh, that's what we're talking about in our Mishnah. Achoyis shiyibemta, when you have such a situation with the two achoyis, and one of them happens to be the erva of the remaining brother, so then chalitzis oy misyabemis. Then the other yivama, he can either do chalitza or yibam, because one of the two sisters never fell yibam to him because it was his own erva, his own daughter, his own chamoise, whatever it was. Okay, back to the next case. We said in the Mishnah, Isser mitzvah and Isser kedusha. Isser mitzvah is shniyos, as we explained before, a grandmother, great grandmother, and that's midrash sofrim, that's midraban. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you can't marry your grandmother. But Isser kedusha is almon of the kohen gadol, kedusha v'chulsa kohen hedjit, mamzeres asin yisrael ubas yisrael ulesin. Linasin umamzim. All of these cases are isure lavin, where you're not allowed to do any of these terrible things. But if a person did it, the kedushin is toisis. So we're going to explain much more in the Gemara about the amun l'koyin gadol. But basically, we have a situation where, if, for instance, you had two brothers, the brother that was originally married was just a regular koyin, okay, and he went and married a regular woman. Everything was fine. They had a wonderful marriage. Unfortunately, lo yalaini v'lo yalaichem, Nebuch, he passed away. That's Reuven, the Koyin, passed away. He left over now his almana to his brother. The brother, Shimon, happens to be a Koyin God. So he's not allowed to go and marry that almana. What happens if he were to marry that almana? It would be toifis. However, our Mishnah tells us, don't go and marry her because you don't want to be over the Isser. what the Gemara called, the Mishnah called Issa Kedusha. Why is it called Issa Kedusha? We'll see in the Gemara based on a pasuk. The Gemara is going to go into that in great, great detail in Mi'at Hashem. Stay tuned for that discussion at the bottom of the Amud. So that applies to an Amon of the Kohen Gadol, a Gerush V'Chalutza Kohen Hedged. A Gerush V'Chalutza means that the original brother was married to a woman that was previously a Gerusha or Chalutza. Should he have married her? And the answer is no, because he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to, but he did it anyway. And now that Kohen never passed away, and now the Gerusha V'Chalutza has now a new status. She's an Almana, falling to the next brother who's a Kohen Hedget. Is that Kohen Hedget allowed to be Miyavim? The answer is no, because it's an Isra on her. But nevertheless, he has to do chalitza because it's not an Issa Koritz, it's only an Issa La. Same thing with Mamzeres in Israel and forget. Anyway, on to the Gemara. The Gemara started off, we start off with the Mishnah, Klal Omru. Klal means it's a general rule. Whenever you see that word that you know, the Gemara is going to ask, La Suye Mai, what is it going to come to include? Everything more Omru from Bar Papa, La Suye Tzoris Island is a Krav Asi. Oh, we had this Tzoris Island is back in the previous parak, back on Daf Yud Beis. We had a nice discussion over there. What's the din of a tzoras eilanis? If a person, Nebuch, passed away, Reuven passes away, he leaves over two wives. One of them happens to be an eilanis, confirmed eilanis, because when he married her, let's assume it was a mekach tois, because that's the case that Brother Shai prefers. So he went and married her, she was 10 years old, no problem, the father was alive, it was a kedushin d'orais, so everything was great, and everybody assumed that within 2 years she's going to develop into a mature young lady, and unfortunately at the age of 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 and 16 and 17, she still looks as if she was only 10 years old, and therefore she has never developed physically into the maturity that you would expect a woman to mature. They went to the doctorium, and the doctor said she's unfortunately an islandess, and nothing is ever going to happen, she's never going to develop. Okay, so what's the din? There is no din of even with respect to that young lady. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Vayim b'chor asher teled." Yokim Hashim Ochev Ameis. I should tell you that if there's going to be a future progeny, future child, that will be the kind of the successor to the brother that passed away.
That was that Rabbi Shita, but we had another Shita not that way.
There's no question about it. We had the Machloikas, the Gavit Tzoras Islandis, and we had about Tzoras Soita, and we spoke about what else? Tzoras Mamenes. What other one? We had number four. And Tzoras Machzik Rishosai. So we had a lengthy discussion back here. Now, if you're basic, you're absolutely right. But now we're just focusing on this particular manama, which is Rav Asi. And Rav Asi said that not only is the islandess not in the parsha of Yibam, but even the Tzoras islandess. But it's to the extent, says Rav Asi, that there's no din of Yibam v'chalitza. It's as if she happens to be the 16th erva, which is not mentioned in our first Mishnah. Mortaka asked, back on Hakimel, why doesn't it mention that 16th according to Rav Asi? Ayin Shah. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara now, the Gemara says, Vasuya Torah's islandess, Ukir Rav Asi. That what? That not only is the islandess part because of Asher Taylor, but even the Torah's islandess is part, you don't have to do a Yimur Chalitza, it's deemed to be as if it's a full fledged Erva. So that's the Klal Lasuyim. Bikiriyari, but there's another version, just the opposite. By saying klal, the Mishnah wants to give you the set rules, guidelines, regulations, and is telling us that it's got to be davka, an erva situation. Koshi is an erva. An island is not an erva. Maybe halachically it has a status like an erva, but it's not an erva, it's not his daughter, it's not his chamoise. They're unrelated. Normally the term erva means an incestuous relationship. There's nothing incestuous with living with an islandess. So there's more being in Amri Koshi Sura Isra Erva Hudyasira. And in such a case, Tsurasa Hudyasira Tsurasa. Just like the erva is osir, then the tsur is also osir. However, Hallo Isra Isra Erva. If the Isra is because of something else, the Tzarasa Leasir, then the Tzar would not be us. So Lamuti Yahim, what is that other thing that you're talking about? Amarav from Lamuti Tzaras Island is, Uda Loik Ravasi, the cloud is coming to tell you that Ravasi is not right. We disagree with Ravasi. And the Tzaras Island is not an Erva, therefore the Tzara is what? Right. Choysi Shehivemta, that's the next case in the Mishnah. Oh, we send the Mishnah. Achoysi Deman. So we already explained what the Choysi Shehivemta is, that you had the three brothers, etc. However, it's not crystal clear from our Mishnah that was the case, because notice right before Choysi Shehivemta, there's that Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha, which is sandwiched in between. And that being the case, The Gemara wants to know what exactly is the Isser that we're talking. What is the Achoisa Sheyevemta case? Achoisa the man. Ilema the Isser Mitzvah. Are we talking about an achoisa of an iser mitzvah situation? Remember, we defined iser mitzvah as being shniyos. Given the b'raisa ramya kamei, since when atoyer there is no din of shniyos, it's all d'rabanan. Then pogda b'achoisa kukosai. How would we say in our Mishnah that he can go and choiletzis oimis yabemis? He can go and take the second sister. Remember, in a normal situation when two sisters fall from two brothers. To brother number three, he would not be able to come in the other either one, because each one is an achoziku kasa. Each one is a zika to the other one. Fine, each one is a sister to each other, and they're both zika, so it's achoziku kasa. However, if one of them happens to be an erva, then she goes out of the picture, and then the other one remains, and therefore that other one chaylets is oymis yabes. Says Yimar, that's the case. However, if you're talking about that it's an iser kenusha case, or an Issa Mitzvah case, meaning that one of the two is a Shnia, for instance, his grandmother, and the other one is a sister, but it's not his grandmother. Kimin de Midraisa Rami Kamei, since Min HaToira, you're allowed to marry a grandmother, so then Pogba Choysu Kukasa, then both of these ladies are Choysu Kukasa. And that being the case, why did it say in the Mishnah, Choyletzis, Oy Choyletzis, Oy Misyapenes? And for the Gemara, like we said before, La Choysu the Isser, Erva, we're not talking about a Choysu of a grandmother, we're talking about an achoisa of the marshal, his daughter, or his chamoisai, or any one of those things where min ha-toyra there is no zika whatsoever, therefore he's able to go and be miyavim, or choylitz, the second sister.
So in the case of a chos of an erva, we're talking about, for instance, that the
Reuben and Shimon passed away having both married two sisters.
Right.
And one of the two sisters was rather the daughter of Levi, or it was the chamoisai of Levi, or it was the whatever
the situation is, okay.
Exactly. So therefore, Levi was not able to go and marry her because it's an erva. So the remaining sister that is available, free to be married, are the Ibum or Chalitza. Now the next question of the Mishnah was Isser Mitzvah Shniyos. Am I currently Isser Mitzvah? How do you get the name Mitzvah? Am Rabbi Mitzvah Lishmoy Dibri Chacham. Mishnah wants to emphasize in a very, very graphic way and tell us, you know why she's called mitzvah? Because a mitzvah to listen to what the Chacham have to say. So, Shni is a called Issa mitzvah. What is Issa Kedusha? Like we have the Mishnah, one of Kohen Gadol, Kruch Vachlutz, Kohen Hedjit, but my Kohen Issa Kedusha, how does he get that name? The Chassid said in the Pasuk, Kedushin Yiru Lei Lekeim, Vle Yichalu Shem Lekeim, Ki Yes Isha Hashem, Hei Makrivim, Vahoyu Kodesh. Now that's, of course, a Pasuk in Parshas Emor, which is dealing with Hilchois Kahuna. That, in fact, the next pasuk right after that says, "Isha zaynav chalal lo yikachav, isha grusha miisha lo yikachav, ki kadosh ulei vekav." So that's talking about the kedusha of the kahan, kedosh yu lekem, and that's why there's a din of. That's why it's called Isra kedusha. The Yehuda machlok period. Now that's tiny. There's a little bit of a disconnect over here because that works very nicely vis-a-vis Amon l'Kohen Gadol Prishva Chol l'Kohen Hedjit. But what do we say the Gabi the Mamzeres Unasinu Yisrael or Bas Yisrael Unasinu Mamzer? Then we don't have that Pasuk Kedoshim Yidlo Lekem. So the Achroinim Muchenzach of them and the Tiferes Yisrael on the Tosis Yom Tov on the Mishnayah says that the reason why it's called Issa Kedusha of the Gabi Yisrael because Kedusha over here that we mean is in a sense of Yichus, that we want it to be purity of lineage. And just like this purity of lineage vis-a-vis the Kohen, that the Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha B'chalutz and a Kohen God is not allowed to marry an Almana, same thing applies to Yisrael. We're concerned about his Kedusha, his Yichus, that he shouldn't go and marry a Mamzeres or a Nisim. Tanu Yehuda Machlif in the Brice of Yehuda reverses the two. Issa mitzvah is Amon al Kohen God of the Grusha B'chalutz and Kohen Hedget. For my Kohen Issa mitzvah, since the passing, Eila mitzvahs, etc. And this Eila mitzvah is at the very end of Sefer Vayikra, and it's going on the whole of Sefer Vayikra, and therefore it's telling us Eila mitzvahs, these are all the mitzvahs that the Kohen Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael at that time, including the mitzvahs kahuna that you find in Parshas Emor. Well, how do you know what Issa Kedusha is Shniyos? So why is it called Issa Kedusha? We did myself from the Michael the Issa Kedusha, Amar Bai, Kol Mekayim, Divi Chacham, Nikra Kodosh. Since we're listening to the Chachamim by not engaging in marriages which the Chachamim prohibited, meaning Shniyos, if you are Mekayim, Divi Chacham, you're called the Kodosh, you're a holy man. Amli Rava says, that sounds strange. It's not that if you listen to the Chacham, you're a holy person, which sounds like, and if you don't listen to the Chacham, okay, so you're Beinoni. You're not holy, but you're still, you could still be a nice guy. If you don't listen to the Chacham Chas V'Shalom, you're being over all the dinim d'rabbanan. It's Harasha. The reason why it's called Issa Kedusha is because once the Chacham have told you that min HaTorah this would have been mutter, but we're telling you it's not, so you're being Mekadosh, you're Atzmecha Mutalach on something which is biblically min HaTorah is mutter, and you are being Mekadosh yourself and you're being Machmer and not engaging in what otherwise would have been permissible. Alman L'Kohen Gadol. Okay, says you are compulsory with Tani Leishanam and in Nisu and Leishanam and Oedris. What happened over here? Once again, the Kohen was married to a woman and Nebuchi passed away, leaving over this woman to his brother, who was a Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to go and marry her because she's an Almana. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. Fine. The question is there a second Isur as well? And what is that second Isur? By every Kohen Gadol, it says not only is he not allowed to marry an Almana, it says, Vahu. Isha bibsuleha yikach. He's got to go and take a bisula. So anytime that he marries an almana, potentially is not only being over the iser of isha almana loisikach, he's not allowed to take an almana, he's also being over the iser of marrying someone who's already a ba'ula, a person that was previously married. No, that's not so simple. Not so simple. It depends what the first marriage was. Was the marriage just an erusin or a nisuin? If it was an erusin, meaning it wasn't a consummated marriage, and chas v'shalom, the husband passes away, there's still a din of yivam, because the din of yivam applies even min ha erusin. So therefore, what Ariel is about to raise, or wanted to raise, was that not necessarily is the almana l'kohen gadol involving both the iser of don't marry an almana, as well as the iser asay of the hu ish mevsuleha yikach. If his brother had only done erusin and not nisuin, then the young lady would still be a besula. And if that's the case, he'd only have the iser of not marrying an almana, but he wouldn't have the iser asay of the hu ish mevsuleha yikach, because Baruch Hashem, she is a besula. So if you're wondering, look, what the difference does it make? Oh, this is what Brother Shai already mentioned 5 or 10 minutes ago. Whether you have a din of essay doicha loy sasei, or an essay doicha loy sasei the essay. Zok yimar. Kapasim v'tani loy shnam v'nisim v'lim v'shayisim. And Mishnah doesn't distinguish between the two. And in both cases it says in the Mishnah, what should one do? You should have chalitza and not yivam. In Mishnah, min ha'nisuin essay v'loy sasei. You have the essay of v'hu ish v'slei yikach. Since she's an almana min hanisuin, that means there was a consummation of the marriage, and so therefore marrying her now would be a violation of the din of the essay of who isha b'sal yikach, and also be a violation of the lois essay that he's not going to marry an almana. The ain essay doicha lois essay v'yasei, and therefore that's why she falls only lechalitza and not yibam. It can't be over these two averes. The essay mit the lois essay. Elman Anderson lois essay greater. It's only a lois essay. That should be doicha the loisas of that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. A good takashim. So from here until the end of today's daf, we're going to go through 3 or 4 or 5 different explanations of why I don't say the essay doicha the loisasay. The essay of the Yibam being doicha the lois essay of the Almana and the Kohen Gadol. So Omer Avgid Lamer Av, Omer Kratz in the part, the old Yivimtei Ashar. Shein Tamalim Yivimtei. The word Yivimtei is repeated twice in that Pasuk, and therefore the Pasuk began, Yivimloyach Boi Tzeish Lekaches Es Yivimtei, the old Yivimtei Ashar. Since we already said, Loyach Boi Tzeish Lekaches Yivimtei, the husband doesn't want to go and be Miyam the wife. Instead, they're going to go through the chalitza. So then it could have said, v'olza hashar. Right? V'olza hashar. What do you have to repeat the word? Yivimti again. She'etam lim yivimti. Matam lim yivimti. Yesh lecha yivoma achas. Rashi is goyres. Abach is goyres. Yesh lecha yivoma acheres. She'oy lechalitza v'en oylo li yivom. V'ezezu chayov elavim. But the Gemara is telling us is something very novel, a big chidush, that there are women whose husbands pass away, and the husband left no children, where they fall only for one of the two options. Your normal, regular woman that falls li'yibim, and to chalitza. This woman only falls li'chalitza and does not fall li'yibim.
Carve out.
Only, I'm sorry?
It's a carve out.
a karvat. Okay. An exception to the rule, not your normal lady of both yim and chalitza, only fall in the chalitza, does not fall yim.
What type of woman is this?
Oh, that's Yigmar's kasha. Freitach Ariyove Ezezu, that's Chayove Lavin. Chayove Lavin, all of the types that we just mentioned in the Mishnah, that's the Amon Lekoyin Gol, Grush Vachlutz Lekoyin Hedj, Mamzer Sin Yisrael, all of those wonderful types of relationships, it's not an Isser Kares, it's an Isser Lav. Says the Torah, if it's an Isser Lav, no din of Yibim, it doesn't exist. Yibim doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is Chalitza. So you can't ask now your Kasha, let an Asay of Yibim be Toicha. There's no mitzvah of Yibim, there's no Asay. That's the pasuk. That's the extra yivim toy. Ma tama lo yivim toy yivim toy yivim acheres she oyu lechalitza only for chalitza. They don't leave it. So therefore, if the kohen gadol wants him the yavim, says, "Oh, the mekayim a mitzvah." You're not going to be mekayim a mitzvah. There's no din of yivim by the chayav elav. The Gemara, by the way, is going to fall away from this, but this is the first of three or four or five different pshatim, as we'll see. Frame the Gemara, ve'im chayav ekrisis. Maybe the word for also yivim toy hashara. That extra word yivim toy is not coming to tell you gabi chayav elav. Maybe it's coming to tell you gabi chayav ekrisis. That if you have a krisis situation, any one of the 15 arroyos that we mentioned in our Mishnah, that then, although she doesn't fall the yimim, she falls the chalitza, and in fact change daf beis amud aleph and right. Say that any time you have an issa erva situation,
you have
chalitza, no din of yim, but din of chalitza. So one lechayyim could say based on yivim toy. On makra, no im liyachwitz ish lekachas es yivim toy. So the im liyachwitz means we're asking the yavim yes or no. You have two options. Do you want a chofet? Do you want to go and be the yavim, or don't you want to? So therefore, the sense of that pasuk is a chofet miyam. But if he would want to, he could be the yavim. So therefore, what do I learn from that pasuk? There's no such thing as half measures. Either you're a yibim v'chalitza candidate, or you're not. But to tell me that you're only a candidate for al-chalitza, not for yibim, it's nishdo. And that's why by chayav ekrisis we're saying it's only, nothing. It's all or nothing. Why don't you say the same thing? It's all or nothing. Why are you telling me there's a din of chalitza? That's why I have the word yivimta as a reboy. So maybe we should say the other way around. Maybe we should say by chayav ekrisis that she's oila lachalitza, and by chayav elavin it's a zero gorish. How do you know that one that the reboy of the din of that with there is a that the pasuk of Yivim Toy, which tells you that a woman can be Ola Lechalitza and not be Ola Leyivim, is talking about Chayav Elavin, and the other pasuk which it says in Leyachbait that it's all or nothing, that that's from Chayav Ekrisis, maybe the other way around. Says Yimara, on to the Amid Beis, Mesabra Chayav Elavin, Topsi Bahu Kedushin, Chayav Ekrisis, like Topsi Bahu Kedushin. Since after all, by Chayav Elavin, although it's Asur, but the Dievet, if a person is over that love, of course, Barry constantly is thinking in his mind, but not according to the
Kibbutz. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it,
but I can read your mind. Okay, but other than Rabbi Kiva, everybody holds Kedushin is Toysin Bechayov Elavin. Ah, so therefore, if we have an opportunity to go, we have two separate Limudim. One that says that she's Oyla for something, for the Chalitza. The other one that says she's not Oyla at all. It would make sense to go and say that we're talking about that it's Oyla for something in the case of the Chayav Elavin with Tofsin Bekedushin. Look at the last Rashi on the Amid Aleph. This Rashi is out of Oyla, should be the Amid Beit. Tofsin Bekedushin, Hilkach, Karinan Bey, Lakachas, Isyudim, Febidiyavin. It's still a Kicha. And therefore, when it says in the pasuk in Leyachwitz Ish Lakachas, and we said, Hachofetz Miyabim, Kol Oyla Yim, Oyla Chalitza, etc., that would work vis a vis the Chayav Elavin. She is oyle liyibim and oyle lechalitza, not oyle yibim lechachila. Badanish, but b'diavet it's oyle because b'diavet it's lekachas. It works. It's a kicha. Avachol yomikris leitavzim ukedushim afilo over high yovam minaswa lav kichi. There is no etzah b'diavet b'shasav chak. No, it's never oyle whatsoever. That's why we say in oyle yibim and oyle lechalitza. However, in the case of the Chiyav Lamed, is Oyla B'diyavet, it's Oyla Le'imam, therefore it's Oyla Chalitza. That's why this we dash this way, this we dash the other way. Masav Rav. So Rav asked the following kasha. Back in our Mishnah. If the mitzvah, the Issa Kedusha. One, as you remember, is the Gabi mitzvah means shniyot. It's the kedusha is referring to all of the chayavila. So it says in price, bo oleha oy choletzla nifter etzarasa. What happens if the one that did it was bo oleha went and married her? He wasn't supposed to. The mushul, she was a mamzeres the mushul. So the yavam should not have married her, but he did. Bo oleha oy choletzla, or he gave her a chalitza. Niftera, not only is she potter, in other words, the zika is resolved, but also niftera tzaras, and the tzara is also potter, because the diavet, sai the beer worked, and sai chalitza is, of course, lechatchila. The way you just explained it on the Amud Aleph, that when you're talking about chayovi lavin, they're not even ram leyimum. There is no din of yim whatsoever. It's zero. It's only chalitza. Only one of the two options. The other option even doesn't exist.
Right.
It's nishda. Then when he went,
it was a varnished.
It was a nothing. It's zero. Right. So how does that help the gabbai the tzara? He still the gabbai that tzara. Still has
the zika.
He still has the zika. He should have been the abim or choy letzara. Being ba'aleh on the iser lavin, the choy shouldn't have helped. And therefore, who Moiselam who Mafarikla? The one that asked this kasha was Rava, and he himself came up with a text. Litzadon and Ketani. What we have to do is we have to go and splice this brisa that we quoted. Remember, it started off Issa Mitzvah, the Issa Kedusha. Its mitzvah is the Shniois case, the grandmother case. Issa Kedusha is our case about the Chayav Elah. And therefore, Ba'aleha, Issa Mitzvah. Issa Mitzvah, if he went and was Ba'aleha, it was effective. Lifter tzaras.
Right.
Why? Because when I told you there is a proper zika, right. It's only drabbanan that drabbanan said, no, don't do it. Grandmother, great man, that's not nice. Yeah. So, but with the ma'isa when I told you there was and is a zika, it's just drabbanan that said, don't do yibam, only do chalitza. So, since there was and there is a zika deraisa for both yibam and chalitza, if he was meyavimer, it works to pata the tzara. Now, what does it say? Choletzla, that's only Issa Kedusha. Issa Kedusha, you know, it's not only Yibam at all, according to the way the Gemara is learning presently. Oh. So if you're going to be Miyavim, it won't work, and you'll still have to deal with the Tzara. One second. Mm-hmm. However, what does it say in the Braisa? The Ba'aleh. Oy Choletzla is referring to each one separately. Issa Mitzvah is the Ba'aleh. Issa Kedusha is the Choletzla, if he gave a Chalitza. With Chalitza, she is Oymedes. The chalitza, so the chalitza on this chayav alavin will also pater the tzara as well. Yes.
I mean, do we have a concept of mitzvah above avera?
Mm-hmm. And what does that concept tell you?
That if you do something like a commandment, but you did it prior, you put yourself in that position by doing an avera, or at least you were going against a rabbanan.
What you've done is a terrible thing, and this person should no longer get shlishi or shishi or maftir. He's a bad guy. It's a mitzvah b'aver. You're absolutely right. Take, for instance, if a person goes and steals somebody else's arba minim and chuckles them on sukkahs, terrible thing. Probably not yoitza because it's not lechem. Anyway, a person steals somebody else's matzah and eats it on Seder night, terrible. As you say, it's a mitzvah b'aver. However, that doesn't necessarily, well, depending on the particular mitzvah, sometimes it undermines it to the extent that it's as if he didn't do a mitzvah, and sometimes it's just a tainted mitzvah. It's a mitzvah with a terrible blemish. What our Gemara is telling us is, for instance, if you're talking about these chayavi lavin, the way the Gemara learned until now, and the Gemara continues to learn until the next kasha, the chayavi lavin are only oymed lachalitza, they're not oymed liyimim. So it's worse than that it's a mitzvah of avera. The Torah says, no mitzvah at all, yim at all. It's as if it was an eishes ach shiyesh laban. If a person's brother passes away and leaves over a wife with children, not only is there no mitzvah of yimim, it's eishes ach. It's awesome to go and marry. Chas v'shol. So here we're talking about this similar. Chas v'shol, he has no right to go and marry this mamzeres. If he's a kohen gadol, he has no right to marry the almana. Wrong. If he does it, it's wrong. However, what is the din? Does it mean that he's not mekayim a mitzvah at all? At this point, the Gemara says he's not mekayim a mitzvah. Why is he not mekayim a mitzvah? Because she's not noifeles liyibam, she's only noifeles lachalitza. That's how the Gemara learns until this point. Good. And the Gemara is going to fall away from this very quickly, as you'll see. Masim Rabba. Rabba frek nocha kasha, matzu adakul, krishof chasris odom hazokin. Oy holtzen, oy miyab, min keitan. The Batsu Adaka Krishovka both the people that Rachman al-Islam are castrated, and therefore they either don't have bayim or the bayim are severed. We're not going to learn about this much today. Later on in the Sechlin, the Ayin test is going to go into greater detail. But it means a person, unfortunately, cannot, a man that cannot have children because he has a problem with his bayim, his testicles, or those cords, or those veins, or those arteries, or whatever that connect the testicles to the rest of the body. To a Daka Krishavka. Then you also have a Sris Adam. Rashi says
Krishavka isn't the Amma.
One of them means that it's cut, the other means that it's crushed, but they all have the same meaning. The bottom line is the person is sterile and he cannot possibly have children. Sris Adam, says Rashi, means that it wasn't natural, but rather Shesir Soy Adam, V'loy Machmas Choyli. See Rashi, the first of the narrow lines. It's not that the person was at one time healthy, and then never he had COVID, and COVID not only took away his sense of smell and taste, and his fertility. That's certainly
or
a possibility.
A workplace accident?
Sorry?
Like a workplace accident?
Yeah, that could be serious, or it could be chasashon that someone consciously or subconsciously did something.
They called the castrati.
Right there, because they think so. Their voices would stay soprano.
Oh, if you were
they volunteer for
singer,
this, you could
right.
have a career, great career.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
Nor right. would
in
I.
In the theater, right?
Anyway, getting back, all of these cases are people, men that cannot have children. Vazake, Vazake means that he's already elderly, he's already 119 years old, and also the doctors have confirmed that he can no longer have children. On all of these individuals, oy choytzin, oy miyavim. What exactly are the facts? We're going to explain now in the Brisa. Choylep the zokin, by the way, Rashi says, it's not because there's an isser involved, it's just technically. The others are isurei lavim, because it says in the Pasuk, v'yovoy tzuadaka v'chrushofcha v'kal Hashem. Person is not supposed to marry a tzuadaka chrushofcha. It's an isser, just like you're not going to marry a mamzer, you're not going to go and marry the tzuadaka chrushofcha, it's chayov lav. Obviously, a lady is allowed to go and marry a zaken. There's no isser involved. However, he's not able to go and procreate, have children. There's a din of chalitza, even if the husband passes away. So explain to me what the situation is. Meisu v'lahem achim. What happens if the tzuadaka krishofka, they pass away? And we have to, you see the aleph of the bach switches the girsa. Because the way it sounds now is Nesu, that the Tzodak Krishavka passed away, Vilem Achim, and they had brothers, Vilem Noshim, and those surviving brothers have women. What is the surviving brothers? Mm-hmm. Who has to do anything? Mm-hmm. So therefore you have to go and switch around, Vilem Noshim, Vilem Achim. In other words, these Tzodak Krishavka people never passed away. They left over wives, in other words, Almanois, and they also left over brothers. The Amdu Achim, the Osu, Mayim Ben Min Shoysen, or Nosnu Get. Or chotz, masha asu asu. Any one of those things that they did works. If they went to give maimer, it works. If they gave a get, it works. If they gave a chalitza, it works. And when we say that they gave a get, what does that mean? After all, the surviving brother, if he went and he gave a get to any one of the to the yivama of any one of these, the Tzodaka Krishavcha, get is not what's called for. It's either Yim or Chalitza. What it means, Vinosnu get, Masha Asu Asu. So Rashi says, it comes to tell you the din of Kimish Leibona, Shuv Leyim. Once he's rejected her with a get, even though the get is not the appropriate apparatus or mechanic to go and reject, but Lamaisa, it's a certainly a sign of rejection, once Kimish Leibona, Shuv Leyim. And if he did chalitza, and if he did maimer, of course, is ketz kedushin. Any one of these things are effective. The imbalu, even if he's boil, kanu he's kaina. How is he kaina? We're going to talk about that in a moment. This imbalu kanu explains. Let's speak about it right now. Rashi Tosis says over here on the side, third full Tosis imbalu kanu who adin lechachila namishari kin muchal kaman lechachila. You're allowed to go and be miyabim. Remember, there's no problem with any of these women. The problem was with the husband, that the husband was a tzodaka, he was a chushofka, he was a sarvus, he was a sarvus. So never they passed away. But is there any reason why a person now that I marry the former Mrs. Tzodaka or the former Mrs. Chushofka? No. That marriage was beisur, The chidush was taifis because it was an isui lavim. Now, but the husband passed away, so there's a din now of yim. Says Bolu, it's not only din Bolu kan, it's the chachilah. He's supposed to do either yim or chalitza. That's fine. But now let's get to our case. Mesu achin. What happens if a regular, normal brother of the Ptsuadaka Krishavcha never passed away? The Umduheim, and now the Ptsuadaka Krishavcha individual got up. And what do you do? Vasu Mahamr. What does she say? He did a Mahamr. Vinos to get, they give a get. Oishachotsu. Masha Osu, Osu. Whatever they did was good. Meaning, because although they are not allowed to come to Kahal Hashem, but it's only an Isser Lav. So therefore, if they did Chalitza, if they did Mamar, okay, all that works. Now the key, the Embalu, if they were boiled, Kanu, they were Kaina. The Osel Kaiman, however, they're not allowed to continue living with those wives, Mishim Shinemali, Vaiputsudaka, the Khrushchevcha, Bekal Hashem. But the initial Bia was Kaina, and therefore they became now a Yavam Yavama, and it was effective. Since you explained on the Amud Aleph, based on the extra word Yevimtoi, that there's some Yevamis that only fall a Chalitza, don't fall Yevam, so then there's no possibility of Yevam. You can perform Yevam, do abracadabra, do Yevam. It's worthless. There is no din of Yevam by these Chayav Alavim, based on the way we learned on till now. So why does it seem Bolu Kanu, if you did a Bia, it's Kaina? What are you Kaina? It doesn't exist. There is no mitzvah, there is no existence, no apparatus to go and marry one's sister-in-law if that Yovam is a Tzuadaka Krishavcha. So it's a lot. Therefore, Ella Omar Rava, brand new pshat. Remember, how did we get into this in the first place? Brother Shai's question about the Esa Duicha Lois Esa. So now, what did we say? I can understand in the case we have an almana min hanisuot. The reason why we don't do yibam and we only do chalitza is because ein esa doicha loy sesa v'esa. The loy sesa is he's not allowed to marry an almana. The esa is because of who ishu b'sala yikach. For we ask, why did you say almana? And he said esa doicha loy sesa. And now the Gemara again says a very novel pshat. Almana erisin nami esa v'loy sesa hu. Chesed kedoy shemiyu lelekeyem v'loy chalu shem lelekeyem. And so therefore, if the Kohen Gadol were to go and marry this Amana Min Ha'erisin, even though he's not over on the Vehu Ishim Sela Yikach, but he's over on the Kedosh Mila Lekeyam, where Kedosh Baruch Hu gave all the Kohanim these special mitzvahs, because they're the elite of Klal Yisrael, they have special Kedusha, they have to maintain that Kedusha, and Amana to a Kohen Gadol, they're not maintaining that Kedusha, therefore you have an essay against an essay of voices. Right, tomorrow, okay, I hear that. I can understand by the Kohen Hedjit and the Chalutza, or at least the Grusha, I can also understand, because Kadosh Mila Lekeim is referring to all the Kohanim, including Kohen Hedjit. When Mazer to Sina, Michael, what are you going to say about that? So he works Siv, Viz Kadishim, Yisim Kadoshim, Ki Kadosh Ani, which of course is a general pasuk that appears in the Torah, that people have to go and do the mitzvahs. And therefore, any time a person would be Miyaba, Mei Mamzeres, he'd be over. Number one of the Yuvim Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. Number two, be over the Asay of his Kaddishta. Pray to Mori Yochi Kol Eteri Kula Nami Esvul Lo Yisesehu. Tichsev his Kaddishta. Not only in Yivim situations, but let's talk about Kelayim Metzitzis. The Torah says, you're allowed to go and wear Kelayim Metzitzis because it says, Gedilim Ta'asalach, Metasmichos, to go and tell you that the Mitzvah Tzitzis is Doicha, the Yisr of Shabbos. No, if you're going to go and be over Shabbos, you have this kedushim. You're not being holy. You're not following the mitzvahs of the Torah. Why don't you say that's also? Hey, that's a doicha loisus v'yaseh. And kol ateri kula this kedushim would be an additional asay. You should never have a right to go and say asay doicha loisus. And therefore, says well, you're right. Elam Rava, brand new pshat. You know the reason why you can't go and marry the kohen gadol cannot marry the almana min hu erisin min adin. He would be allowed to. If you're going to allow an Alman Min Ha'erisin, it's not a major leap for an Alman Min Ha'erisin to Alman Min Ha'erisin. They'll say, no, you see, Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to. And therefore, because that's gzeirah. What are you going to say over there? What's a gzeirah? Because she can allow a yovam to go and marry a mamzeres, then they'll say that a regular man is also allowed to marry a mamzeres. What difference does it make? Just a form of getting married. This is a yibum form. This is a regular form. So if you're going to allow it over there, you're going to allow it over there. That's why they made a gzeirah. No yibum, only chalitz. Right to my own meata. Eishes ochiv may odiv loy tisyabim gzeira b'shem eishes ochiv meimai. She can't say by every type of yibum you have eishes ochiv meyodiv. If you can allow for this type of eishes ochiv, you can allow for that eishes ochiv.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Anthony, you menachlan told Rachmana may diadir. Come on, everybody knows that the one of the major inyanim of yibum is nachla. That Yochum means to take over the Nachla that otherwise would have gone to Reuven will now go to Shimon. So that only applies to men, because the whole din of Nachla is only by men, not by the women. So the media, nobody's going to make that mistake. You don't have to be Goyzer. You're going to go and say, you can be Meyaman, Isha Shein Labanim, then. Then maybe Isha Shiesh Labanim, that's not much of a difference. Again, you wipe out the entire mitzvah of Yibam, so make that to say it. So Dimor Labanim told Rachman, make it the Akon, everybody knows. That every single time, don't allow for two Achim that together, because then you can allow for all the Levies that are born subsequently to go be Miyavim, and there's an Isra Eshazach, Shloi B'mokah Mitzvah. After all the everybody knows. Come on. After all, it's always a 1% chance or a 0.5% chance of being islanders. The mayor should be choishin, and therefore don't allow for any women to be siyam. Maybe it will turn out that not. Maybe we know for sure these women are not islanders. But if we're going to allow these women, we'll have islanders. That's a very rare case. It's such a small case. Even Rav Meir is not choshen. At least Agmar is not going to Rav Meir. Why do we say in our Mishnah that there is no din of Yibam Mizeres? Nisina, also because of Gezeira of Makamitzah, Shloim Makamitzah. How often do you find Mizeres? There are people that you would like to call a Mamzer Mamzeres, but the question is, genealogically, biologically, are they a Mamzer or Mamzeres?
There's
something
about
the Mamzer
you have to check.
Right. Kol Shemomo Reposal, right. It's with the and the guy in the butcher shop.
Anyway, since I see the Mamzeres in Asina, they're not Shchiach. But according to this chat, we're Goyzer, so then Goyzer across the board. My islanders, you should be Goyzer, so what? And if the Mar says, you know what? You're right, that's Pshat of the Shvach Pshat. Elamar of a brand new Pshat. Gzeir bi Rishoyna ought to be a Shneer. What does that mean? The bi Rishoyna taka is a mitzvah, because after all, even though he's been over the Loy says, remember, let's talk about the Almana, the Koyan Godel, Minhu Eresin. What was the Gemara's Kach in the Yomar Aleph? Yovei Asay, the Yedcha Loy says. Says the Gemara, Enachanami, the first time, you're right. Esitach, Loy says it. But that only works the first time.
Right.
By the time you got to the second time, it was already Mekayim, the mitzvah, and now he's continuing to go and live with an Almana. Now there's no longer an Asay. And if the person would go and say, after I do the first bia, I'm going to go and give a get, okay, that would work with choyda.
It's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen, and therefore, we don't allow it ought to be a shnia. Places, by the way, add, you don't even have to go that far to be a shnia. You could even talk about the gemar bia on the first time, because you're going to be koyda b'harua, just penetration. Okay, and I'm the Taka, oh. This is the real reason because Zayda Bir Shana from Shmia, we have a right to Imbalu Khanam. The Bir Shana. Taka Wakoy. It's the Techaloysis. Wasal Kaim and Bir Shmia. So the Khoy, now I have my answer. What's the reason why it says by all of these Chayyavi Lavin that Chaletz is Valenis Yves? Because of the Zayda Otto, the Bir Shmia. Hodomarova, the same Ravashi Lav, Hilti the Amin. No, I changed my mind. The Omer Ish Lakish. The whole kasha wasn't a kasha in the first place. When do I say that I allow for an essay to be doich of a lois essay when I have no other option? So therefore I say, no, I have no other option. I allow the essay. Here I have another option. What's the other option?
Chalitza.
So why should I go and force the yimah? So that's a good answer. Chaletz lemisir bemis becomes the other option you do chalitz. Fein dvar meisvei dimbonu kara. That's the price that we had before. That if he was boiled, did the event he was kainim. Gemara holds, why should it be kainim? Since the only reason why I'm allowing for an asay to be doicha loisa asay is only when there is no other option. But here there is another option.
Chalitza
is in the essay is not doicha loisa asay. If the essay is not doicha loisa asay, then you have no right to go and marry. If you have no right to marry, why should him balu kana? Why should there even be a kinyan? It should be nothing. So Gemara tiyokta is taka ogifreit. No, vus is ogifreit. So now that's already Oh, so now that's now a big machloikis, how you learn pshat in the Rashi and other Rishayim. So if you look at the Rashi, five lines from the bottom, tiyufta de Rava, u tiyufta de Reish Lakish. So it's not only tiyufta of Rava, but it's Reish Lakish as well. This is called mokir she'at moitzi esem loises. That's problematic, because this Reish Lakish is brought to several places. If you notice on the left-hand margin, it's brought in Shabbos, and in Nozir, and in Menachis. In fact, we're going to have it tomorrow as well.
When we're
talking about called Mokish at the Moitzi, Esavalei, Esavati Yochel, Kaim Shneim, what did him love? You'll be asking the voices that if you have another choice, you don't say Esavdeichelei, Esavdeichelei. You only say Esavdeichelei, so we have no other option. We have another option, Esavdeichelei, Esavdeichelei. So Freit the Yomara, then if that's the case, if we're saying a Tiyufta, but Reish Lakish normally we have all over. So Rashi says Tiyufta Drova Utiyufta Reish Lakish. The Amelie El Imati Yochel Kavish Neim Veikramalei La. But notice next to the word Reish Lakish in our Gemara it says Nusach Acher Drav Ashi, and then you also see there's a base over here, and that base takes you to the Rabbi Ranjburg, and Rabbi Ranjburg says Rashi do a Masal Tiyufta Drova Utiyufta Reish Lakish. Benitvas Betzidoi, he had the same chorus that we have Nusach Acher Drav Ashi. Because Reish Lakish was not Ogefek, it was only Ravashi. Who is Ravashi? Go back to the Gemara again. Third white line. Hodam Rava, Visema Ravashi, La Milzi the Ami. That Rav and Ravashi, that pshat falls away. Rather, we're going to go back to the earlier pshat. That's the reason why we don't allow for the Kohen Gadol to go and the Niyabim, the
Almana,
his brother. Even if it's an Almana, Mina Erisin. You know the reason why? Taka Birishoina works. However, the problem is Gzeinu Mishum Biyishnia. That's the final teretz of the Gemara. However, Reish Lakish still remains in other cases that we would say Mitzvah the essay is Doich Alois Esse. As long as there's no other remedy, but if there's another remedy, then you don't say Esse Doich Alois Esse. And Mitzvah to be continued tomorrow.
We have got a rather chapter about the pasuk.